going to kind of wind it down. Jack and Karen put in some pretty long hours last weekend, and it's really a blessing that they open up this place for us on the Friday night that we come here. They start off early in the morning and then continue on right until we all get out of here. Why don't we give them a big hand and a big thank you for allowing us to be here. I know that Jack got his calling from the Lord to open up this place, that this would be an outreach into the community that's out of the church, but it's in the public place. So we encourage you when you come again that you bring some friends that aren't believers. And if any of you here aren't believers, we pray that tonight would be a night that you would come to know the King. As Cody sang, got a message for you. Got a message from the King. So I want to sing a song about keeping our focus. And how many of you guys surf? Any of you surf? Is that only one, two? How many? Come on, raise your hand. Back when I was a younger man, believe it or not, I was a surfer. But I spent a lot of time in the water. And anybody that surfs knows that when you get out in the water, that you pick a point on the shore and you keep your eye on that point and you keep paddling over as the ocean pulls you down with the current, down along the beach or whatever, and you always paddle back to get in the lineup. You have to keep your eye focused. And that's what the Lord calls us to do in our walk. So the song I'm going to do is called Don't Back Down, Don't Turn Around. You guys that were here last month, we sang it, so there's a good little chorus that we can all sing. Don't back down, don't turn around. You got to keep the Lord in sight. Don't back down, don't turn around. You got to stand upright for the name of Jesus Christ. That's a chorus. Let's sing it. Don't back down, don't turn around. You got to keep the Lord in sight. Don't back down, don't turn around. You got to stand upright for the name of Jesus Christ. Whoa, the guy down the street, he tries to avoid you ever since the day you gave him the news. Told him of Jesus and how he is coming, and you gave him a plan to get on through. He turns away every time that he sees you, and Satan tries to tell you.